Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there was a congressional hearing today focusing on the efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic, but there is conflicting information on when a COVID-19 vaccine will be widely available. Bloomberg reporter Josh Wingrove is joining us now. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So there's an official from the Department of Health and Human Services who's saying the timeline might be March. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is one of the senior aides to the secretary, a guy named Paul Mango. And he was saying today they did a briefing because they were rolling out a plan to sort of get this vaccine out if and when it's approved. And in an interview, he said, look, you know, October is possible, but November and December for approval is more likely. So that might put the approval after the election, whereas the president, of course, has teased the prospect of it coming before the election. But then he said that they think that there's a chance things will line up to vaccinate everyone in America by the end of the first quarter in 2021. Now, that is really aggressive. It's, you know, much more quick than the vaccine makers themselves have said. There's about six of them that are taking part in Operation Warp Speed, excuse me. The prediction didn't even last a day because other officials from the administration were offering different timelines.
Well,
so it really leaves a mixed image.
That's my next question. How does this match with what CDC officials and other officials are saying?
Yeah, Robert Redfield, the head of the CDC, he told lawmakers today in that congressional hearing that you referenced that, look, it could be second or third quarter before we have that vaccine available for everyone. It's going to be a lag, right? When they approve this thing, it could be with an emergency authorization. Certain folks might get it first, the elderly, you know, frontline workers, that kind of thing. And it takes time to make a vaccine as well. So he's saying sort of spring or summer or even early fall. The other guy is saying we could all have it or have access to it widely, kind of like the flu shot that you can go into a CVS or whatever and get on your own by the end of March. So very different timelines being presented by those two. Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course, who's been ubiquitous through this whole thing and kind of President Trump has sparred with him a little bit. He thinks that he kind of lands in the middle a little bit. He thinks that the first quarter would be unlikely, more likely to be the sort of middle of the year. And the big caveat on this, I don't want to be a downer, is that we just don't know which vaccine will be approved, and we just don't know how effective it will be. One of the things we heard from Redfield is that wearing a mask could still be more effective going forward than even getting the vaccine itself.
And even with all of that messaging, those sort of two sides of conflicting messaging, we're even hearing something different coming from the White House today.
That's right. Yeah, we asked the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. She held a briefing just a couple of hours ago. We asked her about it, and she said that they're aiming for 100 million doses to be in production of the approved vaccine by the end of the year. Now, this gets a little in the weeds, but essentially she either misspoke or admitted that they're behind schedule, because what we thought was that 100 million doses were being pre-produced and will be ready by the end of the year to administer, not that they would be in production by the end of the year. So if Ms. McEnany is correct, that's a signal that in some ways things are taking longer than expected. I mean, you know, the president has said, look, we're fast-tracking everything. We're taking financial risk here, and they're arguing they're not compromising safety risk, financial risk in the form of producing vaccines that may not ever be approved and may have to be more or less thrown out. But the safety risk is concerning to some. That's why we've seen those drug makers come forward and try to assure the public that there's no corners being cut. A really nightmare scenario for health officials would be that a vaccine is safe and is ready, but that the public doesn't trust it or that the public suspects political interference.
Bloomberg reporter Josh Wingrove, thank you so much for all that information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.